Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Foxbreaker Studios, the LEGO podcast. So, today I'm gonna do an episode on some of the most expensive LEGO Star Wars minifigures. And before I start, just a quick shout out to Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast. Go check him out. He has some pretty awesome content. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, Foxbreaker Studios, as well. And, so I'm not going to do, every single one. I'm doing a lot, actually, still, but I narrowed it down to only things that are under, over 100, sorry. It should be pretty cool, and it might be a little shorter episode, or maybe even longer. I'm not exactly sure. I'll see, but I'll try to do as fast as I can if it starts getting long. So, let's get into the episode. Okay, so I'm trying to go in alphabetical order, but I didn't, like I said, I didn't do as much work as I possibly could have. I just didn't have enough time for the episode, but it's going to be mostly in order of alphabetical, I might get a few things a little mixed up. So, and then also, by the way, these are only minifigures over $100. So, maybe I already said that in the intro, but anyway. So, first of all, we have Ahsoka Tano, Adult-Tunic with Armor and Belt. That's just the Bricklink name for it. I'm sure you just call it Ahsoka Tano from Star Wars Rebels, but, anyway. So, if you want to get this new, it is $142.50 US. I'm just going to be talking in US dollars here. And used, it's going to be $141.78, so not, if you might as well just get it new, because used is just as cheap, or is just as expensive, so you might as well just get it new. It's only $1 difference. Next we have, Jango Fett, Balaclava Head. This, obviously this isn't alphabetical, because it's skipping to J here. I don't know why I did that, but anyway. Jango Fett, Balaclava Head, new, you're going to get it for $250, used, it's $78.84, that is quite a big difference as far as price goes. So, there's that. Next we have something called, it's called Black VIP on Bricklink. So this is basically just an all black minifigure, like all black color minifigures, so like everything, and then except for the hands. And there's on the torso, there's a printed Millennium Falcon. That's kind of cool. New, you're gonna get them for $129.95, and there's none used available on Bricklink. Next we have Boba Fett Dash White, and this is, I think this is from an advent calendar or something. This is like, It's the old version of Boba Fett, so it's not the new one. It has, like, the old helmet design, which I don't think looks super good. But anyway, they have the new version of the head with all white, too. But I think it's supposed to be, like, he's covered in snow. So, new, $111.19. Used is $103.24. So that's pretty expensive, actually. I mean, a lot of the other ones are even more expensive than this, but I don't know why I said that, but anyway, it is expensive. Next we have, Captain Rex Pauldron Cloth, and this is one of the three Captain Rexes LEGO has made. This is the Phase 2, I think, but the other two are Phase 1, so this is pretty cool. New, you're going to get this for $129.96, and used, it's $77.07. And one more thing, I got some of the information here from a post on a website about the top 100 most expensive Star Wars minifigures. I'm not going in the same order, because that was a while ago, and the prices have changed a little bit. But I guess I'll probably link to it in the show notes if you want to go look at that and see what the prices were back then, and also the years they came out and the sets they were in, and the minifigure numbers on Bricklink. Okay, so anyway, next, C-3PO dash Chrome Gold. This is from the Star Wars 30th Anniversary Edition. This is, surprisingly, new is $945.86. That is very expensive. Used, you're going to get it for $543.49. So, yeah, you might as well just get the regular C-3PO, because that's, like, I personally feel like that's a total waste of money unless you're a collector. I just feel like these minifigures are way overpriced. But, I don't know. So, anyway, next we have, let's see, Darth Vader, Chrome Black. This was also from a promotion or something, I'm not sure, but it was from a little, there's just a little bag that had Darth Vader Chrome Black in him. This is new, $198.59, and used, it's going to be $145.23. So that's cool. Next, we have, let's see, oh, wow, geez. Boba Fett, Cloud City, printed arms and legs. New is, sorry, I hope I just didn't blast my microphone. I probably blasted your ears a second ago, or maybe not. I'll have to listen back to it, but new, $1,800.11. Wow, that is a lot of money to pay for a little piece of plastic. Used, it's going to be $540, so still pretty large, but definitely not as bad. It's like only a third of the price. Wow, I can't believe that. That is extremely expensive. I think I get it, because I'm pretty sure it was only in one set, but still, expensive. Next, we have Lando Calrissian Cloud City outfit with smooth hair. New, it's $249.50. Used, you're going to get it for $210. So that's pretty cool. Next, we have Luke Skywalker Cloud City tan shirt. This is $299.99. It's pretty much $300. And then used, that's for new. And then for used, it's going to be $273.08. So, yeah, it's pretty expensive. And these are all lowest prices, but I'm sure you can pay more if you want. Except I don't know why you would pay more. But anyway, this is the one minifigure. I don't get why it's so expensive. I mean, it's pretty generic. I mean, this is the old Star Wars minifigures, so the face was still yellow, pretty generic. The hair is totally normal. I guess the body maybe, but you would think they would have made other minifigures with that, but I guess not. Next we have, let's see, skip over that. Oh, Darth Revan. This was also a promotion, I believe, or maybe not, but it was a minifigure. It was just a minifigure. It came by itself in a poly bag. This is from just new. It's $106.35. Used, it's $129.96. So actually, you'll pay more if you want to get it used. That's the case with a few of these. It's kind of weird. I don't know why they did that. But anyway. Next we have, let's see. Let's get that. Got that. Oh, yeah. So there's two exclusives of Yoda. So there's one, so Yoda NYI heart torso, so it's New York I love, I guess. That's really cute. I just realized that it's, usually it would be I love New York, but they put it backwards since he's Yoda. That's hilarious. So Yoda New York I heart torso, white hair, TRU Times Square 2013 exclusive. This one's also very expensive. New, it's $8,390.74. And used, there it's $1,300 or $1,300. So that's pretty expensive. And then there's also a version of that with gray hair that was released at the Toy Fair 2013 exclusive. And this you can only get used. There's only one for sale on Bricklink as of this recording, and it's $1,000, so apparently that's a lot cheaper, but anyway, well, I guess that's because it's used. So, next we have Jango Fett Angry. New, this is $120, and used is $66.72. This is a pretty cool minifigure. I'd probably buy it if I had that much money to dish out for minifigures. I mean, I have that much money, but I'm not going to spend it on one Jango Fett minifigure. Although, I really want a Jango Fett, but it looks pretty cool. Then we have Jedi Knight, Dark Gray Tunic, Brown Hood. I think this is supposed to be Jedi Bob. Lego never said it on the box or anything, and Bricklink doesn't have it noted down either. But it is, I'm pretty sure it's Jedi Bob. So new, this is $124, and used, it's, let's see, $80, or $79.99 if you want to be correct. Next we have, Kanan Jarrus. I'm probably pronouncing that last name wrong. Anyway, Kanan, black hair and eyebrows from Star Wars Rebels. Pretty cool minifigure. New, it's $107, and used, it's $72.82. So it's also awesome. This one's $100 new. It's Lando Calrissian Cloud City outfit with coiled texture hair. Don't know why I said the price first. Used, it's $103.74. This is kind of cool. Next we have Luminara Unduli. I'm probably butchering that name too. With light up lightsaber. So this is when they had like the minifigures that you couldn't take apart, I'm pretty sure. And they were, yeah, or I think so. I don't think you could take them apart and their lightsabers lit up when you pressed their heads. So that was pretty cool. This is new, $125, and used, you can get it for $16.41. So really it's not that expensive if you want to get used, but new, definitely off to dish out some money. This next one is also a light up minifigure, Mace Windu with light up lightsaber. This is $100 new and $20 used, another pretty cheap when you get it used. Then we have, let's see, Pre Vizsla. Lego really should remake this minifigure. I just think it would be cool because Pre Vizsla is an awesome Mandalorian minifigure. So anyway, there's that. And that is $115.10 new, and used, it's $65.28. Next, we have Princess Leia, Hoth outfit, smooth bun hair. This is $175 used, new, and then $140 used. Got, let's see, Princess Leia dash light nougat white dress, small eyes, smooth hair. This is $200 new and $165 used. Let's see. Next we have, once again, aha, Resistance bomber pilot Finch Dallow. I'm pretty sure. This is pretty expensive. $500 new or $499. Used, it's $471.40. So that's pretty cool that it's a minifigure, and sad that it's so expensive. Next there is Shadow ARF Trooper. This is from Clone Wars. New, it's $107.89. Used, it's $140. I think what it would be cool if Clone Army Customs, he makes a bunch of awesome Lego minifigures. Star Wars, usually, but it would be really awesome if he did, if he, like, made these, like, some of these minifigures that Lego, like, that they don't make anymore, and they're super expensive. He'd make a lot of money off that, because Lego doesn't make them anymore, and he could just make them, and they're usually only, like, $40 max on his website. Next we have, this is cool, Yuletide Squadron Pilot. I think this is probably also from a advent calendar. This is pretty cool. It's like a it's a squadron pilot, and then he has, like, a beard and, like, a Santa outfit, but he has, like, all the straps on his torso and stuff. It's pretty cool. New, that is $449.84. None used available. And yeah, that's pretty much it for the ones above 100. There were just a few more that I wanted to point out, that are just cool minifigures. They are also expensive, but they're not above 100, but anyway, Admiral Thrawn, this is really cool. This is from Rebels. He has, like, he's blue. I haven't watched Rebels, so I don't know why he's blue, but it looks cool. New, you're gonna get it for $57.10. Used, $62.88. Again, a case where used is more expensive than getting it new. I don't know why. Next, there is... I'm scrolling through here. Oh yeah, there's a few Boba Fetts that are expensive. I'll just talk about two of them at the same time. There's two Boba Fetts. They both have a pauldron. They both have a helmet and jetpack. And one has a Jango Fett face, and then one has just a regular clone face. So they're about the same price, but the one without the clone face is $82 new, and used is $77.14. And then the one with the clone head is $81 for new, and then used it's $82.99. Again, more expensive, so just get it new. Then there's the other two Captain Rexes. There's this one that's he has the helmet, antenna, and the rangefinder. And so this is $66.70 new. Used, it's $41.35. Captain Rex is my favorite clone. You've probably heard me say that before, but yeah, it's just pretty cool. Yeah, and then there's that. There's Clone Commander Wolf, which is awesome. This is $76.80 new. Used, it's $50. And there's, oh yeah, Darth Malgus, which is pretty cool. This was an awesome minifigure, personally, I think. I never really liked the character, but I just thought it looked cool. And so anyway, that's from Star Wars Old Republic. New, it's $82.69. Used, it's $57.64. Next, let's see, I'm almost done here. There is Super Battle Droid, Metal Blue. And this is, apparently, they have other Super Battle Droids, but apparently this Metal Blue version is more expensive and rarer. So it's $71 new and $35 used. Let's see, there's the Obi-Wan with the light-up lightsaber. It's $80.85 new, $23.65 used. And last one here is, oh yeah, the really cool-looking Queen Amidala, $92.42 new, $74 used. This is, like, I always thought this was an awesome minifigure. It's, like, totally, like, it's just very large. Like, the dress is, like, extremely big at the bottom. And, yeah, there's the headdress, which is giant. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so, yeah, that's it for today. I'm not sure if I missed a few of them. So if I missed any, go ahead and send me a voice message. The link is in the show notes. And, yeah. So, and also if you have any episode ideas, go ahead and leave a voice message for me, like, about that, too, if you have an idea, because I'm sort of running out of ideas. I mean, I know I'm only on my 8th episode, but, you know, it's hard to think of ideas sometimes. So, if you have any good ideas for that, episode ideas, just send me a voice message. Yeah, so that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Oh yeah, one more thing. I also got, I have an ideas, a Lego ideas thing up right now. I'm not sure if it's been approved, but it's going to be approved pretty soon, so look out for that. I have Foxbreaker Studios on LEGO Ideas, that's just my name. And yeah, if you look it up, it's called the Tripwire Fighter. It's a spaceship that I built, so if you want to go support that, go ahead. It's free. All you have to do is sign in with your LEGO account or just create an account and click support. It'd be greatly appreciated. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.